CFG Gamecast, episode number 215, a weekly podcast created by gamers and streamers that like to discuss the latest gaming topics from the previous week. We stream a new episode weekly and release it on all podcast services, so do us a favor and show us some love by liking, following, and subscribing to our YouTube channel, the CFG channel, or go to our main website, confreaksgeeks.com, to not miss an episode. If you want to throw some ducats our way, a simple $5 will make you a part of a VIP membership, let you have uninterrupted episodes of the podcast, of all of the podcasts that we do. So definitely check us out there at thecfg.store for some extra goodies. I am Mr. CFG Games himself, Davis Green, and with me today, I got my two awesome co-hosts. I got Lex in the second seat. What is going on? On my cyborg.
Oh, robot tings. Did I even play anything this week? I did. I played more Content Warning.
Is Content Warning Lethal Company? Like I get that.
No.
It looks like Lethal Company a little bit.
Sort of. If you took Lethal Company and like Phasmophobia and put them together, kind of. I would say more Demonologist, but not everybody's familiar with it. Demonologist is a game that Phasmophobia wishes it was. Sorry I said it. But yeah, it's you're basically a content creator, and your guys kind of look like the dudes from Lethal Company. A little less 8-bit-y, if that makes sense. And you're trying to create content for a fake... like a YouTube, but it's called SpookTube. And your goal is you have this much oxygen, and then you only have so much footage that you can film. My Tuesday group seems to want to do like the found footage route, whereas my Friday group, which I missed this Friday, sorry guys, I wasn't feeling great. We're good about kind of presenting it like we would if we were filming for YouTube. And so it's comedy and scary on Friday, and then Tuesdays is like a found footagey, if that makes sense. But we have a lot of fun. It's great. More monsters this week. They did a really big update, and I have to say they fixed a lot of issues. There are a few sound issues here and there. But I kind of took the week off. Would you guys like to know why? I can show you.
Okay. why?
Everybody meet Bashir. We got a new baby. Oh, he's gone no bones. He's very sleepy.
He looks tired.
The missile is eepy. Yeah, he's no bones. He's dead. I swear he's alive. We got him on Wednesday. Adam has been wanting a new buddy, and the girls all gravitate towards him. So though Opie follows me during the day, at night I have nobody to cuddle with. So we decided it was time to add a new baby. As you can see, maybe he likes me more. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. But we went with Bashir since we clearly have thanks, Big Tim. We have a Star Trek theme going. I thought we were going to name him Chief O'Brien, but ended up Bashir, and I like it. It fits him. He's very sweet. He's adorable.
He's really liking the color right now. Jeez.
Oh, he'll stay here the whole time. He just ate half a can of food.
Now I can hear him purring.
he did.
Yeah, that's funny.
But not dead.
Hey, but Lex.
Yeah.
You know, the only person I know that can look at a solar eclipse and not phase him at all whatsoever.
I do. His name is
the five-star general of the itty bitty Smitty committee. I got Smitty in the third seat. What's going on, my dude?
Chilling, man. Like, our whole family's sick. So that's been a thing.
Again?
It's awesome. I know. It just never ends. Not even again. It just never ends. It's just one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. Maybe. So right now, Scorp Kitty and Link, Lizard Elsa have strep. I don't know what's going on. I went to the doctor and I just got put on antibiotics. What was it? Like a couple days ago, I want to say. But they didn't say I had strep, and Az doesn't have strep, but like, that's they're checking for possible chicken pox.
Kind of make its round again, either.
Yeah, exactly.
But antibiotics doesn't prevent. It's like antibiotics is that if they found something.
I was already having like my itis stuff, which I thought was happening, and like I don't know if like it's just sore still down there or what's going on.
I don't know.
Although they didn't detect a virus or anything in me, but they didn't take my blood either. So yeah, so like who knows. But hopefully that helps. So mainly that, but other than that, I've been getting down on some Once Human, loving that. I'm so glad that game's back. What else? Helldivers 2, obviously. We've been getting down on some Helldivers 2. And then I've been enjoying the Fallout series that came out. I'm I think 5 episodes deep now, so I'm almost
finished
with it. Yeah, it's great. They've done an amazing job with it. Oh, and this one's for Big Tim as well. I just saw they announced an R-rated TMNT, The Last Ronin, is in the works. The film, yes.
Well, wait, probably, is it going to be an animated or is it going to be...
I don't know.
I'm fine with either.
I'm fine with either, too, to be honest.
I don't know how they've said how Nickelodeon said yes to that. That's what I want to know. Dude,
I don't know.
Oh my god!
That'd be great. I instantly got a Big Tim though. I was like, oh, he's gonna love this.
Yeah. Me and you, Big Tim. I'm a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles girl.
Hopefully they'll do the same kind of downside that they did. You know, like remember the game that they announced, and then I think they canceled the
game.
The game got canceled.
So
mad.
Yeah, so hopefully they're not pulling on some shoestrings there and be like, okay, but no, that we'll see.
Yeah, and maybe that game gets picked up somewhere else and ends up getting completed. That'd be dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be
cool. We'll have to see.
No,
but yeah, other than that stuff, just been chilling, man. What about you? How's the week been? How's the games been?
Oh, good. I finished Final Fantasy VII Rebirth again. So,
nice.
Now
I've already beat it twice.
Again? Well,
yeah, I'm trying to platinum it, and
I haven't beat Alan Wake yet.
I am two or three trophies left from finishing it up. So, I just wanted to finish it up. I have some opinions on it. And I will definitely post it up, but we'll leave that aside for for a special podcast for that. So that's going to be very fun. And then also I've been I watched the Fallout series. Fallout series was really good. Now I will say this: Fallout series is like, it's a good series, but it's like, but I like it because it was casual. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like a Game of Thrones level kind of like, oh my god, you got to see that, must kind of watch this. But it was very steady paced. Story was very straight to the point. It was very, very fun. To see that kind of storytelling, especially for a game, adaptation in live action, it shows that it can be done. Like as opposed to what they did with Halo, which I really was not a fan of. But
it's giving you the world. I don't mind Halo. Stop it.
Yeah.
I also like Halo.
I think this is way better.
Dude,
yeah. This is also coming from a person that never played any of the Fallout games. I know about things and have some context, but I've never played through a game. I played a little bit of Fallout 3, and I might hop back on because Amazon's got a thing going on with Luna where 3 and four. New Vegas. Is it 3-4 and New Vegas?
I think it's 3-4 and New Vegas.
Are free. They're on Luna, though, specifically. Then you can get Fallout 76 for Xbox or PC for free to keep. And then Tactician, I believe, is free on GOG. And then they've got stuff from the TV show that are in Shelter, the mobile game, and one of the others. There's a bunch of promotions going on right now for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that you can definitely do for it, and for the most part. I think they did a great job on, especially for people who are not familiar with the series itself, like you, Smitty, because they made a whole brand new story, and that's what I love about the Fallout universe. It's not attached to one person. It is like
exactly
so many different stories.
It's more about the world,
right?
The world is the main. So yeah,
you can make a vast of different kinds of storytelling, and then have so much new content and material, and it can all interconnect with each other very smoothly, very very transitionally, and without worrying of it being a Bethesda game. So there you go. Take it or leave it.
What's crazy, I played Fallout 4. I don't remember it. I remember the beginning, like the first 20 minutes. Don't remember the rest.
Well, that was a
Fallout 4 was over. There was crafting and stuff that, right?
The thing that I remember the most on 4 was building the base. But like the story itself on 4, it really wasn't a lot to brag about. New Vegas is the best one in my opinion. Like, but
I heard 3 and New Vegas are the best.
Yeah, New Vegas doesn't. Great. Yeah, New Vegas doesn't really. They don't really count New Vegas overall because it was made by Obsidian, not by Bethesda for that one.
Right.
But 3 and 3 in New Vegas is just freaking money. So it's ridiculous. They have like, so I loved it, dude. So they did a good job. I can't wait for season 2. I think they got signed already for season 2. Hopefully. The biggest problem I have with Amazon when they do these season 2 things, it takes forever. It takes a long time to keep on that smoke, to be like, wow, okay, let's go on this train of success, and then we're gonna release this thing out. And don't get me wrong, I'm fine on waiting, but come on, dude. We like, they treated the Invincible bad with season 2 and the way like how they decided to say we're gonna make Invincible four episodes part 1, and then we're gonna wait 7 months and then
that
do part 2 for the fourth.
That was you stupid.
Destroyed, you destroyed its steam. And prior to that, it was already 2 years from Invincible season from 1 to season 2.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, wow. What? I'm sorry, what are you saying, Lex?
I think with Invincible, they learned their lesson a little bit. They seem to have gotten a little quicker. It's not taking 2 years anymore. I feel like
Do we know that? We don't know that.
Halo didn't elapsed. Take 2 years to come out, you know?
That's Paramount.
Yeah, that's Paramount. Right.
But that's Amazon too. What do you think?
Well, I mean, think about Arcane.
Mine is.
Yeah.
I just thought about Arcane the other day. I was like, when the hell does Arcane season 2 come out?
Yeah.
Arcane it's coming out 2. Soon.
But yeah, is but it? Arcane. Yeah, yeah, but Arcane season 2 has been 2 years. It's been 2 years for Arcane.
But like, too long. That's too long.
It's a lot. And then I think, with Arcane would be better because Arcane is CG animated more than what Invincible was, in my opinion. But I'm just saying in Invincible's case was they decided to do 4 episodes, thought it was a good idea to halt and then do another 4 episodes. And then I'm just like, you waited and it took forever for the last 4 to come out. And I'm just like, no one cared. I won't say no one cared, but I was kind of pissed because I was like, oh man, really? Yeah, so whatever.
That was too long.
It was ridiculous. So anyways, so I did that. Fallout, hopefully season 2 doesn't take like years again or whatever. I'm waiting for, I've watched episode 5 of X-Men already, which we're going to be doing it again on the Let's Watch tomorrow. So that's going to be a real fun one. So we'll see, but we'll definitely see. But then I also was playing, got the new War Bonds in what's it called? Helldivers 2. And I don't know.
Is it any
good? I mean, like some of them are really powerful. I will say, like, there's a rifle that shoots that does explosive rounds and they can take out the automatons really well. Problem is it takes forever it shoots one at a time and it takes forever for it to reload. So I don't know if I like that. But the armor stuff is really good. Is really cool. There's a sticky grenade now that you can put on armored units, which is really fun. But the detonation time is
sticky
really
bombs.
Slow. Yeah. So it's crazy. So yeah. I mean, but it's been a fun week, of stuff. I definitely will agree, go with that. So, okay. Arcane season 2 comes out November 2024. So
I thought it was April. I'm so sorry. I forgot your hopes.
Yo, at least it's this year.
Yeah.
I was like, it's been a couple years. I was like, what happened to that show?
Older you get, the faster the year comes through. So we'll be November.
I also didn't like the fact that they dropped the whole thing in one go. I think liked it better if it was week to week.
Arcane or Fallout?
No, Fallout.
I disagree. I want things and I want them now. I need answers.
That's a personal taste. I mean, like, I like the surprise that they did, but like, I don't mind it either way.
Stop watching it at episode 4. You know,
but I didn't.
I was like, that's fine. I mean, because then you always got people that start putting spoilers out there. It's like, not everybody has the time to just crank through this. Like,
that is true.
You know what I mean? Like, that kills me. That, you know, that has killed games for me. I don't like spoilers. Like, it's like, what's the point of doing the story if I know how it ends?
Well, there's positives and negatives on both sides. I mean, the bingers will love the binge. I mean, my thing was I watched 2 episodes a day. At night, and then it's like 2 hours and stuff, and I was like, "Oh, this is perfect." So it's just 4 days, and then
and that's crazy with it. Well, I was waiting on Scorp Kitty, but it's I'm too deep now.
I know like how that goes. The
first episode and fell asleep, and has not gone back. So I'm like, I was doing one episode a night, and then I was like, "All right."
The important thing, the important thing is that I finished it so I can get back on my watching of Chicago Fire in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
That's what you can't get away from is those. And SVU and...
SVU sucking me back in. I saw a trailer. I was like, what?
She actively watches those shows.
That's the most important thing to me right now. I need to see what happened to Severide and Kid. They need to get married in the firehouse. Like they needed, like they've been wanting to talk about for the past 2 seasons. But anyways, I know y'all don't want to talk about. I know y'all don't want to talk about Chicago Fire with me because I mean we will be here for days if that was the case. But we'll go through the normal rigmarole that we like to do each and every week. So each of us chooses a topic of discussion in the world of video games that happened in the previous week. The topic would or could be a video game specifically or a game topic itself that happened this week in the industry. And we don't want to talk about it amongst ourselves. We want you, the listeners, on Kick, YouTube, and on and on Twitch to be a part of the conversation. So if there is something that you want to chime in about, we encourage it. We want you to type it inside the chat. We would love to talk and discuss it with the gang and go from there. So I'll start again. I know I didn't tell y'all the order again. I apologize. I'll go with it. And I wanted to talk about Star Wars Outlaws. And I think this kind of goes hand in hand on what Lex's topic was last week, because I think this is kind of important to put out there. So earlier this week, Ubisoft revealed that Star Wars Outlaws is coming this year. I had
August.
The release date. It's August. Thank you.
So is there a day though?
Yeah. There's a day.
Oh, specific
day. Let me see. Let me just take a look again. Star Wars Outlaws.
Yeah, I couldn't find a date.
Well-oiled machine. August 27th, 2024. There we go. So we got specifically. Let's see. Sorry, someone gave me messages. Sorry about that.
How
dare they?
Yeah. So anyways, we got specifically a whole thing of an outlook of how the game, how the series looks. It looks really good for the most part. But at the same time, it's like, wow, why is this not showing? But anyways, it was showing like a whole different set of different kinds of graphics. Like the look of it looks really nice, up to date and stuff like this. This game itself is an open world game specifically. So Ubisoft is very, Ubisoft is very familiar with how the, that kind of environment with the Assassin's Creed and stuff like that. But this is their very first Star Wars game that they're actually, working on specifically. So the main worry about it is it's like, the aggressive, like how aggressive are the microtransactions, how specific, what are their plans on, just in general, like what their plans overall, plans are for this game. The downside about this game to me is, the fact that this game is, 100% online. There is no physical, there's no offline mode for this. So technically, let's say theoretically, like what Lex was talking about last week about game preservation and stuff, that like if you have a physical copy of the game and then let's say Ubisoft decides to say, hey, we need to shut this game down, too bad, so sad. It's gone for good in history. So you could pay, and this game isn't like a cheap game. This game's base amount is $70. It's $69.99 just for that kind of for the full game. Actually, I need to pull it up here for a minute because, like, the thing that gets to me right now is the pricing for this game. So right now, the game's base game, like I said earlier, is $70, $69.99. But then you got a gold edition that has that what the gold edition is doing is it's going to be a 3-day early access. If you reserve the game, you have 3 days early access, and then you got the season pass. And then the season pass initially is you get on day one, you get a thing called Jabba's Gambit. It's an exclusive mission available at launch. So there's already like extra missions that are already behind a paywall at launch. And then also on top of that, you got the Kessel Runner character pack, which is like, you know, cosmetics and stuff. So first off, there's two things I really have. I hate the fact that there's already like, so there's, they put the extra mission, the incentive for you to pay extra for this is a mission that's already available like on day one behind a pay pass. But the bigger thing is that they're now putting 3-day early, like the early access is now an incentive for collector's editions. I mean, that's good. That I've always, and to be fair, this isn't the first game that did that, but to say that 3-day early access is just ridiculous, that they want to pay a little more, you get to play this game 3 days earlier than what everyone else is going to pay, it's a little far-fetched to me. But then, dude, the difference in price between the regular to the gold package is $109.99. So that is a $40 markup for the season pass, and then plus the early access and stuff like that. And I'm just like, wow, are you joking? Like, for and you're not even describing what is included with the season pass on top of that, mind you, too, which is
why
ridiculous.
Is there a season pass?
Yeah, exactly. So we don't even know what that means, like, right now. So you're telling me, like, okay, so we're going to go by the fate of your studio to say whatever your season pass is going to be. So we're going to, it could be as bad as the Joker from on Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, and we don't even know. We won't even know. We're screwed. So yeah. And then on top of that, there's a third tier. There's the Ultimate Edition, which has all of that. And the only three differences is that you get the Rogue Infiltrator Bundle, which is some more cosmetics, a digital art book, and a Sabacc Shark Bundle, which Sabacc is a card game that's inside the Star Wars universe. And it's a little ridiculous, which is ridiculous. And that price is $129.99. So there's three additional towards that. Yeah. So I was looking at this and then, the balls of this. And then on top of that, they have they're promoting Ubisoft Plus. So they're saying you can get this day one on Ubisoft Plus with everything that comes in the Ultimate Edition if you're paying the monthly fee for Ubisoft Plus for $17.99 a month. So they're trying to cater.
Ubisoft Plus is $17.99 now.
Yeah, $17.99 now. Apparently, I didn't even know. Like, yeah. So now they're trying to incentivize you to say, "Hey, we don't want you to own your copy of the game anymore. We want you to rely on the streaming services, that we are providing you. This game itself is a fully digital game. So like I said, the worry of you putting money in on this." And then they said, "Oh, this game was a flop. We're going to shut down the servers in a year or two or three or whatever. And then we're going to keep the money that you invested inside this said game, and just call it a day." I mean, I'm just like, dude, like, I wanted to play Star Wars Outlaws. I'm a Star Wars nerd. I would love to play a game like that. But this is making me. This is so many red flags that I'm just gonna have to.
For the clearance rack.
Yeah, I'm not gonna touch this game with a solid stick. And I'm not trying to change people's minds to go play to go do this. I think I do encourage folks to go and check it out and see for themselves on it, but this is terrible. The way that they're releasing
reward this kind of behavior is ridiculous.
Yeah, so I'm not touching it. itself. I mean, I'm going to try to pull up the game itself, but and I'll pull up the charts again. But I just want to get y'all's takes while I'm doing that. I'm gonna work on the preview.
Hi, hello, I'm Lex. I have questions. So you're telling me you could pay $70. But regardless, if you get the $70 one or the $900 one, you're still going to have to pay $17.99 a month to play this because, and I quote, there is no offline play. So
No. So you don't have to have Ubisoft Plus. If you have Ubisoft Plus, then you get the game, that all that top tier stuff. If you're paying for their monthly program, kind of like Game Pass. Same concept. You get a day one. So it's not like an ongoing like subscription. Okay. Like for if Ubisoft it, Plus is cool. Yeah, yeah. But then you're not paying for the game.
Got it.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
But now I'm curious, because we all know there's a thing called microtransactions. It's going to have them. How are they gonna feed it to us? Right. So that's a lot of money for a game that they could say in a year flopped and then they don't service it and none of us get to play it, essentially. Right. So give me a minute, Smitty. You go ahead. Yeah, I have to do because my brain is like, what?
Well, yeah. They're taking a single player FPS open world game, and essentially what you're saying with a battle pass, I feel, is that this is a live service game, which is there a battle pass?
Yeah, it's not.
Why is there a battle pass for this?
No. Like, there isn't a battle pass. It's a season pass.
There is.
There's a season pass, not a battle pass.
I thought you said battle pass.
A season pass.
Okay, that changes things a little bit. Still don't like it necessarily. How much is the season pass specifically?
We don't know what the season. I don't know what the season pass is bundled by itself, but we just know that the jump with the season pass with the game is a $40 difference to what the base game was. Yeah, so it's 109. It's 109 on the if you got the season pass. So it's a $40 difference. Yeah.
So probably $10 then would be my guess. 30, because for going from base to gold would be $30, and then but this is what I'm saying. Follow me here. Typically, a base to whatever the middle packets or middle tier would be a $30 difference. You add in a battle pass with that's where you get $110 as opposed to it being $100. So I would say that the battle pass is probably $9.99 would be my guess. Season pass. Yeah.
Battle pass, season pass, kind of the same thing, right? Like synonymously.
Not necessarily. Yes, no. Destiny does season passes. And that's my next question then is, what does this roadmap look like? Do they have content already built out for this stuff? This and that. I mean, they're like, again, to me, they're treating this game, I feel like it's almost goes into the live service games. A live service, single player, open world FPS game. That seems weird. And then I know that they have at least, I think, one DLC. They said something separately about DLC, which makes me feel weird as well. Because wouldn't that be included in the season pass? I don't know.
I've got an answer for that. The season pass adds two post-launch story expansions, the exclusive Jabba's Gambit mission at launch, and the Kessel Runner character cosmetic pack.
Yeah. So what does season two look like? Is there a season two?
We don't know yet. But these are going to determine on the success of season one at this point. But like,
that's crazy.
That's a lot of questions.
It's going to fail.
I know.
I'm calling it. It's going to fail. He's going to fail because of that.
I give it less than 2 years.
I'm not a fan of the fact, like I think that the aggressive, like, I just don't like the fact that this is fully digital for no, I just don't know the reasoning on why it's fully digital.
Remember, too, it wasn't too long ago that there was an article that was like, where the dude basically, Ubisoft wants you to get comfortable not owning your games. We're seeing the result of that conversation, I feel, because they were already going down that path. That was, I feel, them to kind of soften the blow. I just don't understand. I just don't understand it.
Okay, to be fair though, to be fair with that, because I've heard that, I saw that too when I was hearing the uproar about that. To be fair on the guy that said that, it was took out of context because he was asked. he was asked what would be the conditions for that to be a situation for it to happen, and then he was replying back towards that. He wasn't saying that's what they were planning on doing it. So like if someone tells you that, and then that, and then, but then, you know, clickbait and all that craziness that was happening towards it, then it makes you look like the bad guy. But, you know, but general opinion, everyone's gonna say that, say, oh, that's what they're going for. But like
axolotl.
Yeah, the axolotl knife thing is nice though too, but it's not worth me to say yes to that. No. But no, the whole thing is just it's just disappointing, man. When I saw, like, I guess the big thing for me is the fact that why is this digital? Why does it need to be online? It's open world. It's an open world game. That's what it essentially they said they're advertising it as.
DLC for later. No problem.
If this game wasn't fully digital for that, there's no reason for this game to have a physical copy at all. But I just don't understand why the heck is, like, what is the need for this? I mean, maybe they'll show more gameplay to say the reason why they're doing it is because of live chat boards or whatever, or live scoreboards and whatnot. But right now, that I don't see a reason why this game is fully digital at all, personally. And I didn't mean to change your mind on this, Tim, but, like, I mean, if you're wanting to play it, then play it. And so, but let it be known that, like, that's exact, like, this is a direction that it could go to. It's not what it is going to go to, but, like, it's just that now, because from what we were discussing last week about, like, petitions of saving games and stuff in situations like this, then people should be aware that, like, dude, this, they have the power to just shut this thing off, and then you wasted the money. You wasted the money itself, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so unfortunate, man. Like, I was like, wow, this game looks actually pretty good. I would love to see gameplay. Would be great. But other than that, I would love to see, like, how this game is going to play. And my worry is that it's an Ubisoft game, so I'm also kind of like, I don't have my full faith in it. I never really was hooked on the Assassin's Creed lines, you know. But but overall, I just think that it's something that something that definitely people need to be aware of. Nightmare Wolf says, "Ooh, Ubisoft, what are you doing? $17.99, man." Yeah. I remember was it $9.99 like when it came out? Yeah.
I don't even know. I know I had it when it was like 12.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
To say that I'm going to spend $17.99 on Ubisoft games, you're crazy.
Not worth. What was nice, though, is that that does connect into other streaming services as well. So you basically have their games on those platforms, i.e. Luna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. I didn't know, like, did it also work for consoles like the Ubisoft Plus, or was it just for PC?
I think PlayStation has it. Okay. I want to say that PlayStation has tapped into that. I could be wrong. They did a bunch of different deals with people. I know Game Pass has it, has something with them as well, I believe, or at least at one point in time it did. But yeah, a lot of them were kind of pushing to Ubisoft Plus because, hey, you can play those games over here on our platform or whatever.
Yeah, so
what's interesting. Mm-hmm. When I look at it, because I also looked up this panel because it's a little small for me with the white writing and can't really read it, but I looked it up. It only shows three Not the four with the ultimate. You have
to widen out the screen itself. Oh. Yeah. I did. It was doing the same thing for me too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the option they don't want you to choose.
Right. Again, why are we not preserving our media? Why is this game doesn't need to be online? It doesn't. So far, from what we know, it is not multiplayer. It is not. You don't get to do missions with friends. Why are we putting this online, right? For more digital media to just disappear later on, for people generations below us to not play this. I don't understand. Like, I feel like for longevity, this makes me weirded out. I don't know how I feel about it. It looks fantastic. I kind of hope Adam plays it so I can watch. Is this a game I'll play? That axolotl is darn cute. So maybe. however, I'm baffled by how they got here. You know, I'm a little baffled.
This is definitely going to be a wait and see for me. I've seen this trap. I have fallen for this trap too many times. I told myself I have grown. I'm a bigger person now, and I can overcome the FOMO to get it day one. How it's really going to be treated. Right. And then I can come back to it later.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I just think that overall, like, I just, like I said, I'm not trying to say don't get it, or I'm just giving the straight facts of what I'm perceiving as the straight information that's provided to me. For me, this, like, because of this is the reason why I'm not getting it. But to Alex's point on, like, I mean, maybe it's something that I'm missing. I don't know why it needs full digital or full online or not online, but why it needs to be connected to online at all times is the biggest thing. Because, like, they need to explain that is the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Because this game, if this game is open world, and if this game is going to play like Assassin's, like, I won't say play like Assassin's Creed, but it's be like an Assassin's Creed, like, you know, situation open where it's fully world, open world and everything. What is stopping it to say, hey, we're going to give you a disc copy of this game, and then there's no deals. They need to get more information on with that to kind of satisfy my concerns for it. Because, man, we've been through this. We've been through this so many times in the past. Like why? And I understand why companies are kind of frowning upon physical media, because it's more expensive. Theoretically, by physical hardware and stuff like that, that's to be out there. But it is, at the same time, you got to have some sort of partition towards that. Because for me, I will not touch it unless it's justifiable. This is not justifiable for me to say to dish out, especially how expensive, like, the season passes and stuff is. And 9 times out of 10, I don't usually I don't even finish the season passes because there's so many other games that are coming out.
I'm busy. Yeah. I have a life. Gosh.
Yeah, too many other games jacking for my attention right now.
Too much other stuff, you know? Like, exactly. Yeah. So it's just, it's like day in, day out. So yeah. So no, I'm cool with this. Well, Star Wars Outlaws comes out, like I said, August 27th, 2024. I know Big Tim says he reserved his copy. So Big Tim, let me know if you do get it.
Yeah.
Let me know what you think of it, if it's worth it and stuff. So, cause like right now, unless I get a review copy, this is a definite no for me. Okay. So Lex.
Me turn.
You are up.
I found an interesting article. As you guys know, Smitty does little snippets of news throughout the week, and half the time our topics are part of his topics. This week, I said, nay, nay. We're going to find a topic that Smitty did not talk about. So this is translated. I'm going to try to read it as best as I can. But Japanese police arrested a 36-year-old man on suspicion of tampering with Pokemon Violet save data. And if your brain just went, huh? Agreed. So police in Japan have arrested a man on suspicion of selling illegally modified Pokemon save data to customers online. It is obviously banned in Japan, but it's also not okay in other countries if you were thinking it. So there is a 2019 unfair competition Prevention Act is which this falls under. So it's not really suspicion because he did do it. He admits to it. So on April 9th, police of a cyber patrol discovered evidence that the individual had used special tools to illegally modified save data for Pokemon Violet specifically in order to change Pokemon movesets. So what he would do is he would take customers online. They would order. Sometimes it was rare Pokemon, and he would then sell them the save data. And this was from December 22 to March 2023. He would charge $84 US or 13,000 yen for this save data. He also offered deals in which six Pokemon would be created for the equivalent of roughly $30 in yen. Okay. So he admitted to committing these crimes during the investigation. And his justification was, I did it to earn a living.
Well, dude, balls.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
He's facing 5 years imprisonment or a fine of up to 5 million yen, which is about $32,600 US. So this isn't obviously the first time this has happened. Criminals oftentimes try to do something similar. Game Freak's wildly popular franchise, for example, in 2021, an ill-fated Pokemon card heist saw one desperate man who attempted to descend from a six-story building in order to steal a treasure trove of trading cards. And cash from a Tokyo store. So this seems to be an ongoing issue. 2022 saw a trend continue with criminals in Tokyo committing a series of high-value Pokemon burglaries, including one instance in which thieves made off with a haul of cards worth $60,000. So obviously, this is taken pretty seriously in every country, but in Japan specifically, this seems to be an ongoing issue. I was curious what you guys thought. I mean, here's the deal. If I was making save data for money, obviously it is to buy groceries because inflation. But but they said specifically, and again, it's translated. So he was using special tools. What does that mean? Great question. I don't know. To then create the save data that he would then sell to somebody, and then they could start their game from that save data and then save on top of it, right? I didn't know the Pokemon Violet was that intense, number one. Number two,
it isn't.
Isn't he just playing the game and then saving the data and then sending them the save information? So I was curious what you guys thought.
Well, the way I'm gathering on this is that he made a hacked saved like he probably played the game maybe once and right. was able to like you know to maybe did something crazy like said okay I got the whole library of Pokemon and stuff like that but mm-hmm. I'm gonna give full customization to this and then be able to duplicate the save and move it over because theoretically there's not really a true way to be able to migrate your save. Like your right. save itself to other
players, right?
Other players theoretically.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, cloud based wise, unless you like you know because it's not a, like maybe does Pokemon I don't know if Pokemon Home does it, but I know you could save your Pokemon, but I don't know if it could save your saves though. So like if someone on chat knows, please let us know. But overall, like. Obviously Nintendo's in the rights to do this because they know that not only that this guy decided to do to use tools and to find a way to hack out and be able to duplicate his save and sell it, but mm-hmm. that guy was also selling it for monetary value on a game that right. he doesn't own. So correct. Yeah, I mean it's good for him, but I would have to say like this guy knew. That it was. I'm just saying, the guy knew it was. Right. It was wrong, and then when he got caught, owned up. He immediately owned mm-hmm. up to it. He was like, "I was just doing this to make a living." I'm like, yeah. "What?" It's like, "Are you kidding me? Like, you're just going to just go through all that, all that process?" What his
customer you base knew, looks like. Yeah,
you knew that, like the chances for you to getting caught, especially the fact that Nintendo is no nonsense when it comes to stuff like this. Because you remember with the just recently with the emulator, that just came out and stuff. That like once they are in your target, this is a thing that you do not want to mess with. with Nintendo, because Nintendo will destroy you in any kind of level of
ruin your life.
They will literally ruin your life.
And it's what's like, crazy, holy crap. It doesn't even mention Nintendo in here. It's just saying that the police are pressing charges. So Nintendo could then turn around and be like, I'm also going to sue you. And you're going to owe me every paycheck for the rest of your life. You know what
Forever.
I mean?
Like, we own you now.
Maybe it's Nintendo police. I mean, that's free. What that's what could have been. It could have been like the... like a crazy, like a secret, secret police and stuff that comes out, because you know that.
No, they got a whole ass unit dedicated for Nintendo.
Hi, this is a Nintendo crime department. Exactly that kind of thing.
Right.
You have like Mariska Hargitay, like from SVU, to be the lead of it. It's just like, you know, and then
you it just is hear a the, special crime.
Yeah. Do you see like Ice-T and stuff like, or it's just like,
they can make a whole show.
I'd watch it.
We did some work for you, Nintendo. Pay us.
Exactly. As long as there's
Detective Pikachu also working for this department, you know, he's cracking down.
Then they're trying to find the criminal and stuff, and then like I love it when it, like, you know, when they're like talking to the random person, it's like, where were you on the night when you saw that this person this person stole this Pokemon? Right. It's like, well, I was here the whole time. Well, besides, I saw that one time that one guy on the computer, and it's like, who's that one guy? You hear the violins come out, like then all of a sudden you switch out, and then you finally find out, that's the guy. He did it. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, so no.
Obviously. It's crazy how much some of that. I mean, Pokemon is huge. Again, I never got into Pokemon. I know people absolutely love it, though.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and I, you know, especially with those kind of prices and stuff like that, the fact that people are putting together heists to get these cards and do things should tell you everything that you need to know about Pokemon.
That's
literal rigs to scale buildings. That's
that is wild. He immediately was just like, "Yep, it was me, and I need it."
He didn't even mess around. Like as I said, you have to give it to him. It's like, man, that guy that guy has some balls, bro.
I'm hungry.
And it's not, I mean, it's not even far-fetched because, like, I mean, there's like card players.
It's like something I would have done in college, dude.
Yeah. I still think it's a little too late.
sell some services or something. Hey, man, you just trying to grind out in college, grind out some money.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
But it's
tuition's expensive.
It is just so freaking funny to me that 36, this is what happened. Yeah. And what's surprising though too, because you know, like $36,000, it is a hefty fund, yeah. Like a hefty amount. But I still think that's like comparatively for the damage and stuff that, like, you know, that he could have gotten to the cards. That might be too low, you know, depending on how long he was doing it and stuff. Who knows? But
also, I don't know. 5 years in jail or the fine.
That was either so or
he's,
though.
He's gonna face some sort of jail time plus a fine.
Oh, okay. I thought it was either or. Okay.
So no. And or.
They'd be like, hey, good news, guys. You can start earning money again. Remember, you owe Nintendo $37,000.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, right.
Geez, stamping license plates because of Pokemon. What are you in for?
You don't know, right?
I may hate you, Pokemon.
Yeah. It's like, Pokemon saves. Huh? Pokemon saves. What?
Don't worry, dude. We've got a whole gang.
It's like,
we're the Pokies.
Oh, you're Yakuza? Oh,
yeah.
The blasted SVU unit took me out. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Like, Detective Pikachu found me.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's unbelievable. But then again, crazy. Though, too. I've heard so many crazy horror stories of people, like, not necessarily in Japan, but like people who, like, you know, collect Pokemon cards and stuff, and what people would do for it. So I could easily see this. I mean, it makes sense to me for this to freaking happen. But good night, man. That's atrocious, man. But yeah.
That's
so the guy gets what he deserves. I mean, you can't really say anything else otherwise at this point.
Technically, he's getting his comeuppance.
He definitely is. Yep. And, he got burned. Nintendo's now.
You got greedy, man. You just need to make a little bit. You're doing that as a whole ass business.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's wild. God. That is all wild. Right.
Yeah. Well, Smitty, why don't you close us off? What you got for your topic?
Yeah. I just wanted to bring something up from the III dev or indie dev showcase. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but Pocket Pair had some nice things that they came out with. First, they announced an arena mode, which is what we all figured was going to happen, like a PvP mode for it where your pals fight. It's going to be there. I saw that there's a split screen mode as well, so you can play couch co-op.
Ooh,
it looks like. Yeah, I know, fun. Right? Mm-hmm. So it looks like there's going to be couch co-op for that mode and whatnot. They accidentally misreported that it was coming out with this summer update. That is not true. It is not coming out this summer. It'll be sometime after this big summer update, which is kind of what the meat and bones of the things are for this. But basically, and they've been kind of teasing this for a little bit as well, but they've been teasing they're going to have a major update coming out this summer. They're going to be including, which will include, I should say, new pals, bosses. So I'm guessing they're going to add in more raid bosses as well, buildings, weapons, and even a new island with never before seen scenery. So I think that's huge. I wanted to see if that's something that could get you guys back into playing it. Are you going to start kind of slowly jumping back in? I've been meaning to jump in. I just haven't had a chance. Again, just too many other things occupying the time. I think this definitely has a lot more promise. I don't know, though, if it's enough to really get me playing it regularly. I can say, I know something about me is that I'll be like, oh, yeah, dude, I'm going in. We're going to try it out. I'll do it for like a day or two, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. It's right now, like I said, it's early access. They're messing around with what they're fooling around with. I don't think that they're expecting you to be like, to commit your 100% of your time on this game. It's just an additional feature that they're adding to the world that they're building. So I mean, just to say that you're gonna mess around with it to see if it works and stuff, I mean sure, but for me, it's not a reason. I mean, I didn't even pick up the game because I don't like doing early access yet, so I'll just wait for the game to be completed. So it definitely doesn't really pique my interest any further than where I was at initially with it. Mm-hmm. So, but what I am glad about is that you are seeing that they're actively working on it. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Because like I said, they have the reputation of them not completing projects. Right. And if they're actively working on it and they're actually showing what they're doing, and then they announced this during a showcase, like the what would you say, what was it called, the III
III indie dev showcase.
Okay. I mean, it's showing good faith, and I think that's good enough for me to kind of show that they're actually, you know, taking it seriously, taking the massive amount of money that they got from the sales and stuff, the early sales and stuff, and actually working on this 100%, especially kind of take out the bad taste of your mouth about, you remember when the head of the developer studio was like saying they wanted to keep it small. They wanted to keep the studio overall small, and they didn't want to. And everything. Mm-hmm. Like the way that could have been executed better. So, but by doing this kind of stuff and showing what they're working, doing this, no, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, yeah. So what about you, Lex?
I agree. It does show a lot of promise because, again, they said they were not going to be adding to the company, which could have been taken one of two ways. You know, it's either a good thing or we're not going to be playing this game for the next year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like that they're showing us, hey, this is what we're working on. This is the capabilities that we are going to bring to you as someone who enjoys the game in early access. Again, game is not even released yet, and there is so much to do. I do enjoy breeding my little pals. So arena fights sound delightful to me. And I like that even in showing the arena fight, only one character has a gun, a semi-automatic. The other character is using a crossbow, which you get, I wouldn't say like relatively soon from being in the game. Like you have to work for it, but you know, after I would say like a week of constant no, not even constant, like let's say 20 hours worth of work, you can get a good crossbow, right? And that's if you're not playing with other people who may have that build for you to use. So I like that they're showing like, hey, even if you're not super far into the game and you don't have a semi-automatic, you can still possibly win this fight with a crossbow. You know, I like that they're being realistic in that. I'm excited. I will be playing Pal World. Again, I'm not going to be playing it every day, you know, multiple hours a day like I was in the beginning. I just don't have the time for that. There are people that do, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy this update because it looks really good. They've been good about keeping up with even little small things here and there that people are bringing to the message boards. So I think this is awesome. I'm excited. When the game comes out, will I be for sure playing at least on stream once a week with a group? Probably. This will probably come into my permanent rotation. I like it. It's the only scary game that I'm really enjoying, honestly. Everything else, I'm like, that looks cool. Maybe I would enjoy it. Maybe I just need to get out there and play it. And then I start playing, I'm like, this was a waste of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know? Wolf says I want to play more of it. And then, like, I think, unfortunately, the stadium thing isn't coming out in the summer. What did you say was coming out in the summer, Smitty?
These updates, and this isn't all the updates either. I know there's a bunch of bug fixes and changes and stuff like that, a lot that are going to be coming with this as well. They just recently had a pretty major update with the raid bosses being added. They made changes to base building and stuff like that. That's been my biggest issue, is the fact that, hey, I love being in the clan and for us to have a spot, but I also need my own shit.
Right.
I need to be able to do my own thing as well. Otherwise, I feel like other people are doing it and I'm having not the same experience that I would where, you know, I at least have my own house and my own place that I can build and customize and not worry about messing up other people's things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree.
So I'm kind of waiting. I'll hop in and try that stuff out for sure. And like, I've been meaning to go back because like, I don't even have all the pals. I haven't seen all of them. Like, we've already talked about it multiple times.
Well, how many pals are there?
Seem out of my sales. I don't even know, dude.
A lot.
It's gotta be at least 100. Google. I'd say.
I think that sounds about right.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe 65. Yeah. To like 110.
137. Yeah.
Oh,
yep, okay. Way more than that. That's a lot. So they're bringing new things. They're bringing in a whole new island as well. Like, no, I think that's the base. I knew there's a ton of places. Like, the map is huge.
It is.
Well, and there are still places that I hadn't even explored. You know, so like, there's still a lot to do. My thing is that other things have been taking up my time because the only purpose right now of this game is catching pals and doing your building and crafting.
Right.
It doesn't feel, the building and crafting isn't as fun because it's all clan based. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you want to be separate and not in a clan, that we, you know, and I get that. But like,
a couple of us.
Huh?
A couple of us separated off if you want to join.
Oh, are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's called
That was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And crossplay. I'm surprised. And I don't know. I don't think they talked about it. I know that's something in the future.
Yeah, we know it's going to come.
But it's just not, but it's I didn't see anything about it coming right now. Yeah. I imagine too. I think this also kind of sets the cadence for like major updates and what that will look like for them as well. So hopefully they stick with it. So we got a little something here in the spring. They've got something planned for the summer, major for the summer. We'll see if they do something for the fall or winter as well. But I think it'll at least set a cadence for them in terms of like major milestones that they're looking to hit as they progress through this game until it's completed.
I will say this though, because the thing is, it's like, it's one thing about having a roadmap on what you're trying to do for completion, but there's also like a thing where you need to kind of set yourself like a goal of realization of when this game is going to truly come out, because like that's the thing that's kind of, I won't say concerning to me, but it's more like this game that we don't know how much is like how big is this game planning on being? Like, we don't know like where the developers are going with this. We know that there's going to be a somewhat of a story, or we know that they're adding additional features and stuff like that. But overall, as the base of the game itself, they need to show the, what the identity of that game, what this game is going to be, which they didn't show yet. So like, so we don't know if this is something that we're going to have to wait till like a year. If this is something that's going to be like a 2-3-4 year wait, that this game is going to be on early access. Like that's the one thing. I mean, and don't mind you, this is way too early to kind of tell because we've learned about this like at the beginning of this year, but I just hope that it's not going to be the kind of game that'll be like, hey, we added new pals for this update. And we added a new mode, another new mode. It's like, oh, that's all set. That's all good. And it's well and done. But at the same time, when is this game going to be done to you? Like, how long is this game? Like, when would you say it's going to be completed?
I don't trust about stuff like that.
Yeah, I know you don't.
That's stuff that I don't when it comes to, cause I mean, look at, I've been playing Scum for 3 years in early access.
But then again, you play a lot of the survival games and I don't.
I also play a lot of early access. All my horror games were early access.
Early access.
Labyrinthine just released.
But again, I went in kind of with that mindset of, same. I don't know when this is going to be completed. I like these types of games. I want to be here as it progresses and get feedback in and, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that, and really look for a good, fun survival game. And that's what, I mean, that is a good, fun survival game.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's just a lot still kind of, there's bones there. I feel like there's a lot of meat still missing.
Yeah. That's true. So. I mean, I'm not worried about it because, like I said, I think it's way too early to worry about that in this time. But I'm just saying that, like, like stuff that they're doing now is exactly what they need to do. It's what, and I'm totally for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like,
I'm looking to hop back into Scum because it's close to release.
Yeah.
We got an official game gameplay trailer that dropped here a week or so ago. And they're on V0.95, I want to say. Yeah. So, like, I think it's going to work sometime this year, to be honest.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. But that's cool, though. I mean, I'm like, at least, like.
But yeah, lots to look forward to if you play.
Yeah. No kidding, guys. So, folks, thank you for listening to episode number 215 of the CFG Gamecast. Thank you for being a part of the conversation, as always. We will be back again next week with a whole new set of different kinds of topics and stuff. So, if you did miss it on this episode, that is perfectly all right. We do release this on all podcast services, so there is absolutely no reason to miss out on our sexy voices.
Wow.
Well, except that's horrifying.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That was good. But be sure, guys, to check out our main website, ConFreaksAndGeeks.com, or also stay with us on Discord tomorrow. We're going to be doing some X-Men watching, so definitely be a part of that. That's going to be a fun episode. So once again, this is Davis, Lex, and Smitty signing out. Y'all, take it easy.
Bye.